This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was detained Sunday in Moscow. The opposition leader was taken into custody during his first time back in Russia since he was poisoned last August. Navalny was traveling from Germany, where he had been recovering. He was detained at a passport control at a Moscow airport. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him. Last month, Russia's prison service ordered Navalny to attend a parole hearing or risk jail for failing to return from the terms of his suspended sentence. He could face a jail sentence of as much as 3.5 years, according to court documents. Navalny fell ill on a flight from Tomsk to Moscow last year. Lab tests in three European countries established Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent of the Novichok class. The findings led the European Union to impose sanctions on six Russian officials and a state research institute. Across the United States, police and National Guard troops are standing on guard at newly fortified state houses ahead of demonstrations planned for the lead up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The increased security comes as authorities work to deter a repeat of the recent riot that overran the U.S. Capitol. A few protesters were starting to gather in some cities Sunday, but streets in many others remained clear. Small groups of protesters, some who were armed, gathered outside the state houses in the states of Ohio, Michigan, and South Carolina. In some locations, a small number of people showed up, intending to counter anticipated protests, even in places where they had not yet materialized. This is VOA News. Opposition Democrats are building their case for convicting President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial. The lead House of Representatives prosecutor alleged that the president's incitement of a mob at the Capitol was, quote, the most dangerous crime ever committed by a president. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin said Sunday that the storming of the Capitol was part of President Trump's effort to dismantle and overturn Biden's election victory. Democrats have yet to say when they will send the impeachment article to the Senate, which is needed before President Trump's trial can begin. A spokesman for the president dismissed the effort, calling it an impeachment hoax. In the U.S., the vice president-elect Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat on Monday, 2 days before she and President-elect Biden are inaugurated. Aides to the state of California Democrat confirmed the timing and said Governor Gavin Newsom was aware of her decision. That clears the way for him to appoint fellow Democrat Alex Padilla, now California's Secretary of State, to serve the final 2 years of Harris's term. Padilla will be the first Latino senator from California, where about 40% of residents are Hispanic. A small Islamist militant group has claimed responsibility for an attack on Turkish forces in the northwestern Syrian Idlib province. Ansar Abu Bakr al-Sadiq squadron said it was behind the attack Saturday. The attack targeted a Turkish military outpost in the northern countryside of Idlib. The extremist group said Sunday in a statement published on social media, the sniper platoon targeted one of the main bases of the Turkish NATO military stationed near the town of Batbo, which is north of Idlib. Three Turkish soldiers were wounded as a result of the assault, according to local news media. State TV reported Sunday Iran urged the United Nations nuclear watchdog to avoid publishing unnecessary details on Tehran's nuclear program. This comes a day after Germany, France, and Britain said Tehran has no credible civilian use for its development of uranium metal. Indonesian rescue teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of a residential and commercial buildings toppled by last week's strong earthquake. Authorities said Sunday the earthquake hit Sulawesi Island, killing at least 78 people. More than 800 people have been injured. Thousands of others were left homeless. The 6.2 earthquake struck after 2 a.m. on Friday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.